Okay, this is the time of year we talk about confession, but I want to talk to you today about a confession that brings you wonderful courage that can make you feel wonderful.
Hi, welcome to the Heavenly Confidence Show. My name is Kim Reitzel. Are you ready to start experiencing the peace and confidence Jesus said was yours by his sacrifice for you? Are you ready to understand your true identity and know without a doubt how much you are loved and demolish everything that stops you from experiencing its benefit? Let me ask you this, godly friend. Does negative thoughts about your past or future ruin your ability to rejoice in your today's? I have you covered. It is not your fault. I felt just like you do and was tricked because I lacked knowledge, but now I know a thing or two, and I am gonna share it all with you. As a master certified neuro coach with a master's degree in clinical Christian counseling, God has changed me from glory to glory, and you know what? He'll do it for you too. So if you're ready to get unstuck and become knowledgeable and become equipped to know how God created your brain and your whole body to function, I've got you. I love to share it all, sprinkled with some fun knowledge about improving the whole body, soul, and spirit, sprinkled in with some health tips as well. So grab your Bible, drop your dumbbells, and freshen your lipstick, and let's have some fun learning about our Lord and how he made our bodies to work best in this fallen world. Come join me inside the show.
Hey, all you beautiful God's people. I want to ask you a question today. If I ask you or say the word confession, what comes to mind first? Is it a good thought of I confess all that God gives me? Or is it a bad thought, confession, I need to repent of something? You know, our mind, they say it's kind of, it depends on who you talk to, 7 to 5 times more likely to think of a negative over a positive thought. Or, you know, just for our own protection, we are always looking for the negative to protect ourselves. But when it comes to the word confession, I'm wondering what comes up for you. Is it you're ready to speak out all the things that God says we are? Are you ready to speak out all the things you think you're not? Well, for me, I have to say, and I have to confess, confession first can bring up all the things that I'm not. And I've had to work on that. And, you know, basically, it's something you have to decide to do. Because when it comes to knowing who you are and looking at who you are from a standpoint of who God says you are rather than your past, the things that you feel shameful for, or you can definitely at times feel guilty for, it is hard sometimes. But once you kind of come to the idea of realizing, you get to decide, am I confessing my wrongs, which is good to do, and then let go? Remember, he doesn't remember them as far as the east is from the west. And then picking right up with, this is the confession I have. So what are some confessions we get to say? And this is something that I work on all the time with you, because I want you to know without a doubt who you are. Now, today we're going to focus on basically just one scripture, and it is, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory. So in saying that verse, I want you to think of yourself as receiving these gifts. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly all that we ask. So it's speaking of God's power. but it is what he gives us according to the power that works within us. So we have a powerful system that God placed in us, and we get to stand on it. We get to know without a doubt this is what God wants for us. So let me ask you again, if I say the word confession, are you going to think of the things you feel guilty about, or are you going to think of the things God is able to do and has done already for you? Repent what you are not and immediately receive what you are. Encouragement turns to courage. So when we hear of these encouragements given to God and all of his promises, and we've gone over those before, and that's why I say it's so important for us to know those, and then those to become so real to us that is what we think of when we think of confession and encouragement and knowing that we get to be courageous. Emotions and thoughts are automated in our subconscious, and I believe it is God's place where he wrote on our heart. So what are you making strong in your subconscious? Are you making strong some of the things that have happened in your life and the enemy keeps reminding you over and over again and you brought big emotions to those? Or are you bringing and making yourself aware of what he says you are? So in Hebrews 8:10, it says, "For this is the covenant that which I make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." You are his people. You are his. And he is ready to do so many good things. You are able, you are more abundant and full of his love than you could ever even begin to imagine. We are beyond all we can ask or think according to his power. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory. So when you are confessing, are you confessing all of your abilities and allowing the things that you confess that you know that you did wrong to be as far as the east is from the west? Well, that, my friend, is how you begin to turn encouragement into the courage that Jesus died for us to have. Go out and confess all you are and bring about that God-given courage that he so wants you to know and experience every day. Blessings! Hey, you made it to the end. I think we are godly girlfriends. Can I ask a favor of you? Can you leave me a review or 5 stars if you got a wonderful aha that's going to change your life? Also, I want to tell you about the Bibletations app. There, I share a lot of things that help automate God's word inside of us so we get the benefits of it. First of all, you get a daily prayer starter that's filled with a Bible verse with a power thought to say for that day. Also, there's Bibletations by subject matter. So anytime you're needing a little help and wondering what the scripture says, what the Bible tells you, you'll find it in that Bibletation. We have lots of them for you to choose from. There's so much more. Go check it out. And if we mentioned anything in this podcast, you can find them in the podcast notes. So take care until next time, my godly girlfriend.